With Montana News, I'm Freddie Monatis. Montana's Secretary of State says election rigging is a conspiracy theory comparable to Elvis Presley faking his death or the U.S. government covering up a UFO crash in Roswell, New Mexico. Secretary of State Linda McCullough sought to reassure voters today that the state's elections won't be compromised. This comes after reports of absentee ballots stolen from mailboxes in Billings and people offering to deliver voters' ballots. McCullough says chatter about election rigging is irresponsible and can undermine public confidence in the system. University of Montana political scientist Rob Saldine says there is a big difference between the election rigging Trump is suggesting and the few problems reported with Montana's absentee ballots. A group that represents independent cattle ranches wants more say in how beef is marketed in the United States. The Ranchers Cattlemen Action Legal Fund, United Stock Growers of America, or RCAF USA, filed a lawsuit questioning why half of the $1 per head beef checkoff fee is given to the privately incorporated Montana Beef Council. RCAF argues that its producers are being forced to subsidize the council's promotions, which do not distinguish between domestic and foreign beef. The U.S. Department of Agriculture argues producers can request all of their checkoff dollars to be sent to the National Cattlemen's Beef Board, but there's little record of Montana producers filing such a request. The Great Falls Tribune reports U.S. Magistrate John Johnson of Great Falls heard arguments today and said he would rule later. Montana's Commissioner of Political Practices says a marijuana industry association violated campaign laws by filing multiple reports late. Commissioner Jonathan Modell says the Montana Cannabis Industry Association filed 5 campaign finance reports late. Such violations are normally resolved through a negotiated fine. Modell also rejected claims by the anti-marijuana group Safe Montana that the association is not a legitimate incidental political committee. Safe Montana accused the pro-marijuana group of being a ballot committee that aims to pass Initiative 182. The initiative would expand medical marijuana in the state. Ballot committees are organized to specifically support or oppose a ballot measure. Incidental committees may spend money on ballot issues, but that's not their primary purpose. Modell says the Montana Cannabis Industry Association has been engaged in policy advocacy since 2012. A Southwestern Montana credit union has notified 135 of its members that some of their personal information could have been publicly accessible through its website between April 15th and June 30th. Rocky Mountain Credit Union President and CEO Ed Stofko says the information technology staff found a security issue with the website customers used to upload documents while applying for a mortgage. An outside investigation determined it was unlikely that the documents were accessed by an unauthorized person, and the security flaw has since been repaired. The credit union says the potentially accessible information included an applicant's social security number, bank account numbers, and driver's license numbers. The credit union has branches in Helena, Bozeman, Belgrade, and Butte. A trial set for next month will weigh whether coal dust that spills into waterways from passing BNSF coal trains violates environmental law. 7 environmental groups sued BNSF Railway in 2013, arguing the railroad violated federal law by releasing coal pollutants into waters without a permit. A federal judge in Seattle yesterday found that coal particles that fall into waterways from passing uncovered coal trains are considered point sources of pollution, and that BNSF would be liable for such pollution if the groups prove at trial that the discharges actually occurred. Green Group representatives say they look forward to proving their case about the environmental harms. BNSF spokeswoman Courtney Wallace says the company is confident in its legal arguments and that its coal loading rule eliminates most coal dust issues. Hundreds of trains carrying coal from the Powder River Basin in Montana and Wyoming traverse Washington State each year. A judge has sentenced a man to serve an additional year in prison after the man escaped from a minimum security prison in Colorado. Gary Conti was convicted in 2015 for his role in defrauding a tribal youth program on the Blackfeet Indian Reservation, which he was a consultant for. U.S. District Judge Brian Morris sentenced Conti to serve an additional 12 months for escape after his original 5-year sentence is up. Morris also ordered Conti to pay more than $51,000 in restitution. Conti was convicted of participating in a scheme to defraud the Blackfeet Tribe's POCA project for troubled youth. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Freddie Monatis.